Hello, all you beautiful spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. to give you tools and hopefully inspire you to live a better life, to discover and live from your highest self, your true self, and to find the peace and the joy that I know lives inside of you. WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its board of trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. Thank you so much for tuning in today for Inner Divinity, right here on 88.3 FM, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister, teacher, and author with a master's in holistic psychology. And my co-host is the ever-vibrant sage woman, an ordained intuitive and shamanic priestess. Our goal each week is to give you tools that will help you live a happier and healthier life. If you want to feel more love or peace or joy in your life, or you want to help create it in the world, and you want a little inspiration to keep you focused on that journey, well, then you're in the right place. Our show is called Inner Divinity, and we focus here on spirituality rather than religion, because in spirit, we are all one. Whatever spiritual beliefs work for you that help you feel connected to the power that runs the universe, that gives each of us life eternal, and that lives inside each and every one of our hearts, well, we celebrate that divine spirit by whatever name it's called. We are both committed to knowing the eternal spirit of life itself and sharing with you how it can heal our bodies, our minds, our spirits. Spiritual growth is our passion here. We know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it, and we've watched countless others do it as well. All we ever really need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, to accept, and then release whatever it is that has blocked our conscious connection with that divine source of all life. You can call that God, Great Spirit, Goddess, Universal Spirit, or simply a higher power. In my experience, it doesn't matter what we call it, but it does matter greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often unconscious, that is, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin releasing whatever those blocks are and to begin embracing our God-given birthright to feel whole, to feel happy, and to be at peace inside of ourselves. Both Sage and I have come up from those depths of despair and addiction and self-loathing, so we know it can be done. And we hope that you join us here every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org to discover how you can raise yourself up and live the life you've longed to live. Feeling connected with our divine source, with divine power, and taking action from the deep, unconditional love that it offers, that lives right inside of us, that can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We hope that you and all of your friends join us every week and discover that divine spirit alive and well inside of you. I know it's in you because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, each of us carries that divine spark of life, along with the power and the love that it holds, right inside of us. And because of that inner divinity, we can make a choice. We can discover the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering that we've been participating in. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. So we begin that journey each week on this show with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true and holy. There is also a Facebook page for this show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And we'd love to hear from you on that page. Tell us what you'd like to hear on the show. Send us your favorite music. And most importantly, tell us your story of growth and if you'd like to share it on the radio. We thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you stay tuned today as we explore practical ways to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
beautiful spirits, you beautiful souls. That was Faith Rivera, Standing as One, reminding us that we are all filled with divine light. And then when we love and accept ourselves as we are, we can so accomplish anything. And when we discover and use the power of love and light that lives inside each and every one of us, we notice miracles happening all around us. And opening to the truth of love, to what's possible when we are aligned with our higher self and clear about who we are and what we want. Yes, that is our focus every week, and we are delighted that you are here with us today. If you're just tuning in, we are WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati and live streaming at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we are here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, sharing with you the countless ways to live a happier and healthier life. My name is Sage Woman, and I am an ordained minister, shamanic priestess, and an intuitive. We are going to be talking about letting go and surrendering. And we were talking last week about just the essence of working with our feelings and our emotions. And really, feelings are just visitors, you know, let them come and let them go. That's the key. I learned a lot last week in the show with Louisa. We were talking about Dr. David Hawkins' book, Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender, and it really, truly affected me. I've always been a creature of surrendering and letting go, but it was a new way for me to really look into a unique way of looking at the feelings and the emotions underneath the thoughts, and it struck me intently. So I really decided that it would be a cool thing to dive in even deeper today. And so that is what we're going to do. And before we get started, I want to talk about the fact that we are a listener-supported station, and we are especially thankful for those who support this show, Inner Divinity. So I want to talk just a minute or two and about the courage to let go. And I think that the energy of surrender and being able to go deeper than the thoughts, it's courage. And when we have courage is such a big thing in life. It takes courage to deal with everything, to deal with, you know, certain things not working the way that you desire them to in the moment. Courage that your child has chosen to partake in things that you're just not a fan of. Courage to be able to let go of a paycheck because the job doesn't serve you any longer. Courage to be able to step into your authentic self and say, you know, I just am going to live my life on this planet coming from my authentic self. And it takes courage to be able to say that. And it is about letting go. It's about letting go of ego. It's about letting go of fear. It's about letting go of addictions, habits, lower vibrations, things that keep us chained and bound to our lower self. And you got to love your lower self, though. I learned that many times. That lower self and higher self make you. Just doesn't mean you have to make lower self choices. And I'm all about affirmations, change your thoughts, change your life. But I think the book hit me hard because it gave me another way of thinking past my thoughts. It went deeper into the emotion of those thoughts, the feelings. Those are my feelings. Yeah, we have feelings. But like this amazing post that a friend of mine, Pamela, posted today, feelings are just visitors. Let them come and go. Isn't that cool? It struck me so tight. Like, let them go. I'm feeling sad. Okay. I'm feeling mad. I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling happy. I'm feeling joyful. I'm feeling on top of the world. I'm feeling like there's nothing I can't accomplish. I'm feeling like I'm a piece of crap. I mean, they're all feelings. So what do we do? They change. It's like guests in and out of the house. So what do you do with those feelings? You bring them. You bring them to the light. You bring them to the surface. You check in. You look at the feelings and you sit with them. Like Louisa said last week, she said, sit with them for 4 minutes, 4 hours, 4 days, how long, whatever. What does that mean? I went home. I was like, what does it mean to sit? Sit with the anger. Sit with the sadness. Sit with the grief. Sit with it. Okay, don't push it down. Don't act on it. I mean, don't go out and get angry at everybody else or to yourself, but don't push it down. So what do? You sit with it. That's so cool. You just sit down with it, like with a cup of tea, and look at it. Like, so what are you about? What's your story? What is the essence of that anger, that grief, that sadness, that blame, that guilt? And, you know, I've done that all week. I seriously transformed. I'm not going to lie. Like, I transformed with that little bit of peace that was like, okay, Sage, so you're feeling this way, and why? And you know, you've come a long way. You've dealt with life. You've done the work. You've got down and dirty with the work. You know, in my opinion, serious spiritual work is a continuous willingness to let things go as they arise. So I'm doing the work every minute. You know, it's a willingness to surrender, wanting to control everything as it arises. The willingness to surrender, wanting to change it and have it our way. Yes, I can tell you seconds ago, I would have love to have a connection with Louisa. I didn't get it. That was what it was. So what do? I have to sit with it. I always love when I go into meditation and spirit and ask, what should I talk about? It's like, here, I'm going to give it to you in full force, not only before, but during and after the show. But it's true. It's like we always have all these thoughts and ideas of how something should go or what we've been told it should be like. And that's great. I'm no problem with that. But at some point, if that not letting go or holding on to the energies of the lower vibrations, anger, fear, anger, blame, guilt, are ruling your life. They're stopping you in your tracks. They're making you choose choices that make you drown those feelings, which can come out, you know, as dis-ease in the body, dis-ease in the mind, addiction of any kind, because they got to go somewhere. So I feel like the most important thing on the planet in my walk is self-love. So with self-love, that gives me the opportunity to look at things from a higher vibration. Doesn't mean that things don't happen, that the outside world doesn't stop chaotically spinning. But do I desire to look at it from the eyes of fear and chaos or from the eyes of love and complete letting go and surrender and trust that everything is as it should be? And there's always a deeper lining. There's always a deeper meaning as to why something happens the way that it does. Yeah, I mean, we're human, so we get into that space of wanting to control. And sometimes, like we talked about last week, that those energies that are of the lower vibration, they bring that hidden gift, not so much a gift, but that hidden, I forget what Louisa called it, but it's like the drama that goes with having a disease or the drama that goes with being angry. Sometimes it feels good just to get it out. I get that. And I am the last person to say that you should shove down anger or any feeling. That is what I did for years, and that's why I had addiction and dis-ease. So shoving it down does not work, but, you know, bringing it to the light takes something. It takes, what does it take? It takes faith, trust. Sometimes it takes that there's nothing else you can do. You are out of everything else. So you surrender, surrender by default, I guess. But when you become awake, when you become aligned with your higher self. You're still in human form, so you're going to experience everything like we all do. But when you're awake, you have that choice to remember, because you're awake. You're awakened. You're walking the path. You are. You're doing that spiritual work. You then are aware that you have a choice to let go, let God, let go, let Goddess. You have a choice to look at this essence of the emotion or the feeling as it is. It's a visitor. I mean, God, how, I don't know about you guys, but me, I can be high, low, up and down, happy, sad. I mean, that is just in a hot second, depending on what was going on outside of me. But that essence of just detachment, neutral mind, it doesn't mean that you don't feel or you don't have emotion or you're not passionate. It means that you're not moved up or down by something outside of you. And we can't just be happy because everything aligns the way that we think it should for ourselves. That's a little bit silly. Because how do we really know all the time the essence of what's unfolding? I'm going to just say all the things in my life that have led me to be sitting here right now at 2:24 on Wednesday, the 8th, I hope. sorry, it is April. But everything that has led me to this moment, surely in the moment of that was not always picture perfect. But looking back, it is what has given me the tools to be awakened, to be able to say, I don't choose that anymore. And I felt like one of the coolest things was that courage was like, when you have that courage, you don't have to be afraid of your feelings anymore. And when you have courage, you say, I can handle this. I can accept this and I can be free from that. And I'm willing to take that risk of letting go of old points of views that I used to carry and explore some new ones. And I choose to be joyous. I choose to be willing and able to be in the moment. It's a choice. That's the coolness of this feeling, emotion, letting go, surrendering. It all boils down to love, love of self, unconditional love of others and yourself, and choice, free will. Because if we are in that awakened state of desiring to walk the path of higher vibration, to be in that Christ consciousness, to be in the universal flow, to be one with all, to be walking in nature, to be aligned with spirit, then we realize when we get off our path is when we suffer, is when we feel those lower vibrations, and they are normally from the past or the future. And we've talked about that a zillion times. When you're in the past, those thoughts can bring up that anger and blame. And the future certainly can bring worry and fear. And all of those things come from that lower vibration and just doesn't really do anything except for send that energy of lack out into the universe and into the cosmos, which affects everybody. So it's about settling into self and making a choice, because we realize we cannot ever, 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 one more time, ever control anything outside of us. Give up the control. Just give it away. And know the only thing that you can control is how you deal with everything and anything and anyone outside of you. And when you do that, you relinquish all of that expectation and blame and guilt and et cetera, and you own it. And with that, you can start moving into that place of transformation. You know, letting go can seem very simple and easy. I mean, it is. And it's very powerful. It is. It's just a matter of deciding that we desire to make that change and to choose a different way of looking at something. And I guess I'm just a big believer that it is a choice. And with that choice comes responsibility. I have to always go back to what I think the most powerful piece is on planet Earth, and that is love. It's love, a verb, like Louisa says all the time. It's not so much romantic love. It's love as a verb. It's a way of being. It's an energy that radiates when the blocks to love have been surrendered. Love is a way of being. Yeah, it's not an emotion. Love is more than an emotion or a thought. It's a state of being. And love is what we have become through that pathway of surrendering. When we surrender, how can we be anything of love? We don't have any fear because we've surrendered everything. So what is there to fear, right? You know, and with that love, it brings that inner peace. And when you have peace, inner peace, there's not conflict. Conflict, you know, that's what causes all of that emotion that rises to all those things that just do not manifest any good in your life. So when you have peace, there's an absence of negativity. And when there's an absence of negativity, you can feel that energy of, I don't know, completion, tranquility, serenity. When you're in that space of peace, there's no sense of time. I love that. I really do. I really do. And it's just about allowing. And gotta love that. So as I'm talking about my feelings about Dr. David Hawkins' book, Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender, and how I see it. I love the book. I'm reading it day and night, and there's a lot of things I know already in the book, but it comes to me in ways that kind of give me an opportunity to look from a different perspective. And I like that. I love to hear other people's thoughts on how we work through things that are all on our minds. I mean, the things that people think about are their health and their wealth and the way that they are showing up in the world and their happiness. And we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute or two. So we're going to take a minute here and listen to a little bit of music. You know, I am a big Van Morrison fan. I'm going to play one of his songs called Astral Weeks and let that play out. And you can just kind of think about some things if you want to call in and make a pledge. I'm here. I will answer the phone and I'll be back in just a moment or two. All right.
If I ventured in the slipstream between the viaducts of your dream, where mobile steel rims crack and a dead center back road stop, could you find me? Or would you kiss my eyes? To be born again. From the far side of the ocean, if I put the wheels in motion, then I stand with my arms behind me and push another door. Could you find me? Be born again. Let you go. Standing with the look of Everest. Talking to Hugh Ledbetter. Showing pictures. down the wall, whispering in the hall, and point a finger at me.
So welcome back, welcome back. You are listening to Inner Divinity, and it is a pleasure to have you all here with us today. And we are live streaming at WAIF883.org. And we focus on spiritual and personal growth on this show and practical ways to live a more peaceful and happier life, and learning to discover and honor and then live from our deepest truth. And we've been talking about letting go and the pathways of surrender, the book by Dr. David Hawkins. And I'm going to call out for Louisa.
I'm here. How are you?
Oh, I am doing the happy dance. I'm doing the happy dance. So good to have you here.
Well, it's good to be here. I'm loving what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. It kicked my butt last week. I sat here and I felt like I was searching for something. And I sat here in the show and you were sharing. And I thought, it was just such a different take. It went so much deeper than I already thought. I'd already went that deep. And so I just wanted to talk about it more because I'm using it am using right. that essence. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I think that happens when we reach a certain point that everything we've tried, everything we're doing has gotten us to that certain point, and then we're ready for the next step. And I think we work so hard to try to make things happen, and really what every spiritual teacher has said throughout time is, you know, let go, surrender.
It's that simple, isn't it?
Yeah, don't try so hard.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You know, your will, not mine. That phrase, I think for those of us who have been addicts, that's a really hard thing to live, because we think, oh my gosh, I have to do it. I have to work so hard. Or, you know, I'm not going to get anywhere. And really, it's about surrendering and really feeling whatever the truth is and accepting it. And then we know what to do. We don't have to work at it so hard.
I think that's it. I mean, you know, you can take it as simple as, like, if a door is jammed and you're, like, sitting there, like, ready to break that doorknob off, and then you can't get it open, and you step back and you just kind of gently, and it opens. It's like, it's a subtle way of saying, you know, if you're pushing too hard, there's a problem.
Yeah.
If you're trying too hard, there's a problem. But I don't know. When you, letting go, and there's so many things you can let go of, like letting go of all those inner critic things in your head that you've told yourself in the past that no longer serve you, that surely aren't true in the moment. And so many of my clients are like, well, you know, this just keeps coming up for me, but how do I get rid of it? And I can't say an affirmation 100 more times, because, and I love affirmations, I really do, but I think I've been moved by what's up underneath that thought.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think he explains it pretty well in that book, is that so much of what's going on is unconscious, and it's emotional, and every emotion has 1,000 thoughts with it. So saying one thought, one affirmation, isn't going to change anything unless we deal with what's underneath of it.
That's what struck me last week, in truth, was the part when we were talking about those unconscious. Like, when you're on that spiritual path and you're letting go in the moment, where is that space of how you really know what's still there in the unconscious? Because when it comes up for you in a physical dis-ease or an emotional, where do you go? How do you get there? I'm still working on that. I am.
Right. Well, you know, I loved it. I love that book and the one he wrote before that, Healing and Recovery, for that very reason, because we tend to think of letting go as a mental process. And what he's saying is, no, letting go means getting really present and fully accepting what's there, whether it's a feeling or a thought or a sensation in your body, and just getting really, really present with it and not attempting to change it, not attempting to make it go away, just getting really, really present with it and letting presence shift it. That's really different than trying to do it ourselves. And so the surrender is the surrender to being present and letting presence shift it, rather than thinking we have to do it.
So letting go isn't really, I mean, it's letting go, but it's not letting go, right? Like, you, how you just said it, it's you're letting go, but you're actually letting go to hanging on. You're letting go of the resistance, maybe?
You're letting go of attempting to control something.
Okay.
You're letting go of thinking that you run the universe.
I surely don't think we do, do we?
Yeah. What we're letting go of is the identification with mentally attempting to fix things or change things. It's like we're letting go of the identification with the mental part or the ego as the one who makes things happen. Oh, my gosh, I'm looking out my skylight, and there is a red-tailed hawk right over my head.
Oh, love that.
That always means that always means truth and honor to me. So anyway, truth and honor. So we're getting present with whatever the truth is inside of us and accepting it. We're letting go the attempt to control it or change it. And we're surrendering to the presence, to the love that's actually there in our acceptance. And that is how things change.
Yeah, that's the big key. I think that's what can get you stuck sometimes, in a way.
Uh-huh.
I mean, because, okay, so you do everything right, or so you know, you're doing all these things, but yet, like he said, Dr. David Hawkins said, I'm doing all of this, but yet I'm still suffering, right?
Right.
Right. I that's just so interesting to me. And how he... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, how he says where that suffering comes from is what you said earlier. It comes from the resistance to surrendering to whatever it is. The suffering always comes from, you could say fear or you could say resistance, but suffering always comes from resisting what is instead of being fully open to it.
That is true because, and I will say this, I just started yoga teacher's training, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it was like I went into this huge, like my body just acted like it was in more pain than it's ever been ever in all my years. And along with this, I there's this like 28-day cleanse, and you got to give up everything in life for this cleanse, which is great. Which you laugh because you know I can't stand doing anything like that. But I, by choice, am doing this. But right before the show last week, I was having this major resistance to everything. And I was like, what is going on here? Yet it was something I really wanted to do. And it was interesting because after the show, the very next day, I surrendered. I surrendered into the cleanse. No caffeine, no nothing, no sweets, all this stuff. Because it was something I'm doing and chose to do. But yet I was resisting it. And I let go in that way, deep into it, like what is going on in my knees, what's going in this, why do I now want to eat cookies more than I've ever wanted cookies in my life? But then I went into this sweetness, kind of like this beautiful release of sweetness and in self, and read pieces of the book and my notes from the show last week. And like I completely don't even know why I had resistance to it at all. Because it's so easy for me now.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, I think it's, for me, it's very amazing. I'm the rebel in yoga class, you know that.
Isn't that, you know, I have had that experience with physical stuff and with emotional stuff so many times where I am driving myself crazy trying to either fix something in the physical body or figure something out that I'm supposed to be doing, and I make myself nuts, figuring, and then when I absolutely am at my wit's end, I just sit down, and I go all the way into it, and I come out the other side, and it is so simple, I can't even believe that I have just spent 24 hours driving myself nuts.
No, it blows me away. Do you want to say anything about the fabulous Spring Memberthon?
Sure, I would love to.
Thank you.
We are a member-supported station, as everybody knows, and we're doing our Spring Memberthon at WAIF, and we absolutely count on everybody's financial support to keep the station up and running. And we also count on your support to keep Inner Divinity on the air. So you can donate. It's tax deductible as much as you would like. If you like hearing this kind of stuff on the radio, if you want to support the station or the show, and you can do that online at WAIF883.org. And when you do that online, just indicate that it's for Inner Divinity. Or you can call the station while we're on the air, and that is 513-749-1444. And you can make a pledge over the air. And Alan, if you are listening, I am so sorry I have not gotten back to you. I have your number right there by my phone, and I will do that very soon. And I just want to say how much we appreciate all the support and the underwriters. Underwriting is a great way to get your business information to our incredible listeners, and so we appreciate all of your support. Thank you so much, and we hope to hear from you soon about that.
Definitely, definitely. So when you read this book, because I know you brought it to the table, so I know it was powerful for you, and I'm still reading. I'm not finished, and it's probably one I could read all the time because it's just the way it's written. It's got some, it's just cool. You just open it up, and it seems to, you know, be what I need to hear. But what is the biggest thing that made you, what I don't know, for you, does it ring true for?
Well, I think, you know, I'm always referencing the book that he wrote before, Healing and Recovery, because that book profoundly affected me, too. And it was so different from all the other books of his that I had read that began with the Power vs. Force series. And the Healing and Recovery was all about the exact same process that he's talking about in this Letting Go book, but it wasn't so much focused on emotion. It was focused on physical help and but it was the same process of get present with whatever it is. And I read that a few years ago, and I've used it with a lot of clients. And what I loved about this book is that he talks about the same thing, but focuses it on emotion. And what I know from working with a lot of women is men, in general, you have to work more with the mental ego realm because men are more in the mental ego realm. Women typically are more in the emotional or what Eckhart Tolle would call the pain body realm.
Yeah. Yes.
And so we women tend to get more caught in the emotional distress, and most spiritual teachers don't address what to do with the emotional distress. They just say, change how you're thinking and the feelings will follow. Well, you know, that's not always true, especially for women. And so what I love the most about this book is that Hawkins says, look, it works the same way. If you will get very present with your emotion, with your feeling, and don't resist it, totally feel it, totally be present with it, don't act it out, feel it, but watch it at the same time, then it will shift all on its own. And that, I think, is the crux of the book, and that's what has been so powerful for me and a lot of the women that I work with, because that's where we get hung up. If I'm freaking out emotionally, I can't change my thinking. I'm too busy freaking out emotionally. I'm too busy screaming.
Okay. I have to say, the last thing I want someone to do is say, change your thoughts. I might resort to something not good. You know, it's like, I get that. But it is so much. It's profound for me. And I'm loving when I find something that I thought I already knew, but I did not know to the extent, but I didn't. But I'm with you. Ever since, the shift for me in the last week has been immense in body, spirit, mind, everything, because I'm just sitting with stuff, and I love it. And it's so interesting how quickly when you do sit with it, it moves.
Yeah, it shifts.
It moves.
And, you know, physical stuff is like that, too. That's how I've used it. I have literally, with a migraine headache, with a very severe burn, with all kinds of different physical pains, I have done that exact same process. Just get really present with it. Don't resist it. Go all the way into it. And what almost always happens is it gets really big first.
Right.
And then it goes from, like, if it was my hand, it goes all the way into my body. And if I just stay present with it, what happens is it just completely goes out into the universe and it's gone.
Yeah, I can attest to that in physical form. You know, it's funny for me, I can move through my physical stuff way quicker with that than my emotional.
Well, and you know, that's because there's not all that feeling tied to it.
Right.
Emotion is intense, especially for women. And so to figure out how to because we know not to act out our feelings. Most of us know that that's not appropriate, and so most of the time we don't act them out. But most of us have also learned that we're supposed to, apparently, express our feelings.
Right.
And so what Hawkins is saying in this book is, no, not necessarily, because expressing your feelings really is the same as acting them out. What you really need to do is feel them without talking about them in your head or through your mouth. Just feel them and be present with them, and they will shift. They have to.
Oh, yeah, I agree, definitely.
Well, I'm just tickled that you've gotten a lot out of this book. I'm really, really tickled that you have found it so helpful.
No, I have. I had to tell you that last week, like, what a cool thing for you to bring, and such a cool thing to be here and really have it hit so hard that that's all I can be, you know, that's all I could think about. So I love that. And I guess we're getting down to that hour. Again, I want to, again, thank everyone for listening and remind everyone we are a listener-supported station. Louisa, how can everybody get a hold of you?
Well, I really want to let everybody know, if they want to hear the show from last week that impacted both of us so much.
Yes.
All the radio shows are archived on my website, which is my name, LouisaDyer.com. And you can, there's also a guided meditation on there that you can download for free if you want some help with learning how to get present with your own self. And we have a Facebook page for the show, and it's just the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we'd love to hear from you on Facebook. And I know you can also get a hold of Sage on Facebook through Sage Woman or through her website, which is
www.connectingwiththegoddesswithin.com.
Connecting with the Goddess Within. I love that.
I know.
Connectingwiththegoddesswithin.com.
I love that, too.
That's the way that you can get a hold of Sage.
Yes, and we're going to be back here next week again. Same time, same place, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And I wanted to say one thing that I thought was really cool before we sign off, but there was something in the book that I'll read it the best I can. It said, in order to let go and surrender, one must make an inner decision to let go of resisting higher levels of functioning. This means This means to make a decision to stop denying the higher levels to yourself and make those decisions that let go of all the blocks to happiness, success, health, acceptance, love, and peace. And by doing this, then that deed is already done, because you've set the whole experience into a context and it will automatically unfold. That's what you were just saying, like how it just moves, right?
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, we have to make that. Yeah. Will is very important. We have to be willing.
We have to be willing.
That's the first step.
Well, I'm so glad to be connecting with you, Louisa. I'm going to end the show today with Madonna, and that is Ray of Light. But I love you, and I look forward to talking to you again.
All right. Love you too, honey. Take care.
All right. See you later. And everybody have an amazing week, and shine bright.